Do you know what it takes to be iconic? You are iconic. I am iconic. I love iconic agua. I drink iconic agua every day. Join the movement. Hydrate with iconic agua. Find iconic agua in all Kroger and Ralph stores across America. Because when you're thirsty, there's only one way to hydrate. And that's with the world's best tasting spring water on earth. Hydrate responsibly. Iconic Agua, where hydration meets greatness.
TC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Participants in the Israel-Hamas talks are hopeful about the prospects of a ceasefire agreement.
Mediators to the Gaza War ceasefire talks say the two-day talks wrapped up and they aim to reconvene in Cairo next week to seal a deal to stop the fighting. In a statement Friday, the United States, Egypt, and Qatar said the talks were constructive and conducted in a positive atmosphere. They hope to continue working on the details of the implementation in the coming days. The new push for an end to the Israel-Hamas war comes as the Palestinian death toll in Gaza climbed past 40,000. And fears remain high that Iran and Hezbollah militants in Lebanon could attack Israel in retaliation for the killings of top militant leaders. I'm Norman Hall.
One U.S. official says the proposal currently on the table bridges every gap between Israel and Hamas. This is SRN News.
Bad decisions limit future options. Make enough bad decisions and you destroy your life. Listen to The Flatline with your host Rick Hughes every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. The Flatline describes a main line of resistance in your soul, built on God's Word. Join us every Sunday for 30 minutes of inspiration, motivation, education, all without manipulation.
The Flatline with Rick Hughes, every Sunday morning at 7:30 here on AM 1280 The Patriot.
Join Crystal Women's Clinic for a 10th annual 100-hole golf challenge on Monday, September 9th at Rush Creek. Raise money to support CWC's life-affirming services and golf as many holes as you'd like. To register, go to supportlife.org/golf.
The Patriot is proud to air the Pledge of Allegiance every weekday morning. If you're a veteran, current service member, or a first responder, we would like to honor your service by having you recite the pledge. If you're interested, please call us today and we'll book a time for you to visit our studios. The number is 651-289-4410. That's 651-289-4410. Then join us for the pledge each weekday morning at 7:30.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
The Caribbean is calling. Dennis Prager here. I invite you to join me on a Bible cruise this November in the Caribbean. Imagine 9 days of basking in the sun surrounded by the stunning beauty of a tropical paradise. We'll cruise to the vibrant islands of Half Moon Cay, Curaçao, Bonaire, and more while making unforgettable memories with like-minded travelers. Stroll through Curaçao's iconic pastel-colored shops and snorkel in Bonaire's world-class coral reefs. You'll enjoy some of the most delicious cuisine aboard Holland America's Rotterdam, a fantastic destination itself with riveting shows and spectacular views. This experience is more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in profound discussions. The fresh insights I will share with you about the books of the Bible and current events should energize and challenge you. Mark your calendars November 29th to December 8th, 2024. Learn more and secure your spot on this once-in-a-lifetime adventure by calling 855-565-5519 or booking online at PragerBibleCruise.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. And I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
If road construction left you with a cracked windshield, call Advantage Auto Glass for a hassle-free experience. I'm John Wichko, the owner. Our work has a lifetime warranty and will come to you. ReplaceMyWindshield.com.
Dents, nicks, or cracks, call Advantage Auto Glass.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is Open Your Eyes Radio with Dr. Kerry Gelb.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Kerry Gelb, and welcome to 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. Please listen as I discuss the newest information in the world of health, nutrition, and sports every Saturday morning, 6 a.m. Central Time on AM 1280, The Patriot. Also, please share your thoughts by emailing me at drkerrygelb@gmail.com. That's drkerrygelb. And visit my new website, wellness1280.com, where we have all guest links, Wellness 1280 information, and previous shows. Wellness is taking over the Patriot Airways for the next hour. Welcome to today's solo cast. I'm excited to share some cutting-edge information that can help you and your family live happier, healthier lives. Did you know that over 3 million health-related studies are published each year? Despite the wealth of knowledge being produced, it could take up to 17 years for impactful findings to make their way to your doctor's practice. My goal today is to bridge that gap and bring you the latest research that you could start applying right away. So let's dive into some of the most exciting and beneficial discoveries in health and wellness. So go grab a cup of organic tea, settle in, and let's explore how the latest research could help you live a happier, healthier, and a more vibrant life. Now let's start with what's new in preventing blindness. Since I'm an eye doctor, of course, this is something that I'm very interested in, things, new research that comes out to prevent blindness. And we're going to talk about macular degeneration. You know, macular degeneration, as we've talked on our shows before, is the leading cause of blindness over the age of 55. And even some of the eye doctors out there don't even know some of the things that we could use to help decrease progression of this horrible disease. Like I said, it's the number one cause of blindness over the age of 55. And the eye is like a little ball. And in the back of that ball, in the center, it's called the macula. And in some people, especially if they have bad nutrition, they smoked and they drink and they have a very bad lifestyle where they have lack of nutrients, they can increase the risk of getting this horrible disease, macular degeneration, again, the leading cause of blindness over the age of 55. So there is some genetics involved in macular degeneration, and if both your parents have macular degeneration, your risk of getting it is definitely higher. But there's a concept called epigenetics, which means above genetics. So we could adjust your genetics by the food that you eat, your lifestyle. So we know that exercise, eating healthy, taking lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin can help decrease your risk of macular degeneration. And most doctors out there know that lutein, for sure, lowers your risk of macular degeneration. And there are studies that show that lutein can lower it by about 79%. In the best possible studies, where you're absorbing the lutein very well and you have great absorption. But most studies are about a 40% decreased risk of macular degeneration. Then there's zeaxanthin. And zeaxanthin has shown that up to 90% of people, if they absorb it properly, I think it was 93%, could decrease their risk. But again, most studies with lutein and zeaxanthin are usually taken together because they're in vegetables together. And these are called carotenoids, and they're plant pigments. So they're pigments that actually protect the plant, and then they protect us. Our body doesn't make it. We have to get it from eating vegetables. So lutein, kale, spinach, collard greens is where we get our lutein. And for zeaxanthin, goji berries. Even Costco now are selling goji berries, which is G-O-J-I. And this has been used a lot for medicinal purposes in China and in different parts of Asia for many, many years. They've used goji berries as to help for medicinal purposes. Goji berries actually has more vitamin C in it than an orange. And it has about 23 different amino acids. So goji berries are very healthy. They look like little red raisins. They're very, very good for you. And when you combine it with mesozeaxanthin, so lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin together has shown to decrease macular degeneration. Also, lutein is in the brain, so the eye in the brain. So it could actually help kids with reading speed if their lutein levels and they're eating foods with lutein in it or taking vitamins with lutein. It actually helps reading speed and memory and cognition with kids and in older people. So something to know about. But there's been a new study out to show that you could also lower your risk of macular degeneration. And I bet your eye doctor doesn't even know this, because this is something that isn't talked about a lot. And they did this study at Case Western University School of Medicine in the Cleveland Clinic. And they found that melatonin, yes, the hormone melatonin, which is made in the brain in a gland called the pineal gland. It's made, and we all know melatonin because it helps with our sleep. And it also helps with our 24-hour clock circadian rhythm. So it showed that people that took melatonin decreased their risk of getting macular degeneration and macular degeneration progressing. There's been several studies on melatonin, and it's also protective for the heart. It has anti-inflammatory effects, and it helps lower blood pressure. And the studies that show it actually could help reduce cholesterol. There's also been some studies that suggested that melatonin may be good at lowering the risk of certain cancers, specifically breast cancer, and preventing the progression of breast cancer. There are other cancers such as prostate cancer, gastric cancer, which is stomach cancer, and colorectal cancer, which has shown melatonin has been implicated in lowering the risk and progression of those cancers. And so what's the mechanism? Why is melatonin helping with cancer patients? So there, it decreases something called apoptosis. Apoptosis is cell death. So it stimulates apoptosis. It stimulates cell death and helps kill some of the cancer cells. It also inhibits angiogenesis. That's making the new blood vessels to feed cancer. So it inhibits angiogenesis, which is new blood vessels that feed cancer. It stimulates apoptosis, which actually kills cancer cells. And it also, there's been some studies that show it may also decrease metastasis or the spreading of cancer. So back to macular degeneration, because that's what I'm interested as an eye doctor. Macular degeneration, there's about 11 million people that have macular degeneration that experience vision loss from macular degeneration. There are between 15 and 20 million people that actually have it. And the study that we looked at with 200,000 older adults, and when they looked at these people, they showed that the ones that took melatonin had a decreased risk of their macular degeneration getting worse. And what does the melatonin do? It helps with the pigmentation of the back of the eye called the macula. You need the pigment, and lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin make up the pigment, but so does melatonin help with the pigment. And it also scavengers free radicals. Free radicals are they're for specific called hydroxy radicals. These radicals damage the body, and it helps to decrease these radicals, and it protects the light from damaging the back of the eye. So how many milligrams of melatonin should we take? And, you know, it's suggested about 3 milligrams is what is needed to decrease the progression of macular degeneration. So that's 3 milligrams. But 3 milligrams, sometimes if you start with 3 milligrams, you may get tired. So we like people to start with maybe a half a milligram and build up to the 3 milligrams. The side effects of melatonin is it can make you sleepy and get headaches. But most people don't have side effects unless you take the melatonin too late. So we recommend that you take melatonin later in the day. So as we wrap up and we come to the break, we'll talk more about things that could help decrease macular degeneration. And I'm going to share with you my stack of supplements that will lower your risk. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb for Open Your Eyes Radio.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
From breaking news and weather across the country to insight from the brightest minds in conservative opinion, it's Salem News Channel. Home to the biggest shows on TV, like Dennis Prager weekdays at noon Eastern, followed by Jay and Jordan Seculo at 2. Join SNC, where facts are sacred, critical thinking is celebrated, and the pursuit of truth is unwavering. Watch Salem News Channel free now on Zumo Play. Learn more at snc.tv/Zumo.
You can get a complete custom water system for your entire home installed for half the price through this special offer from MNDeals.com and Merle's Water Conditioning. Imagine having softer skin, sparkling dishes, and great-tasting drinking water. Get up to a $5,000 system installed for half price as low as $2,500. There's only one of these available from Merle's Water Conditioning. Go to MNDeals.com and claim the offer today. That's MNDeals.com. A service of AM 1280 The Patriot.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
This is Dr. Kerry Gelb. Today I'm doing a solo cast and I'm reviewing some health information. So at the break, we were talking about melatonin and how melatonin could decrease your risk of macular degeneration. We also talked about some of the other benefits of melatonin that could help you with sleep. And we mentioned what dose should you take. And I said that best to start off with maybe a half a milligram and build up to 3 milligrams, because 3 milligrams seems to be the right amount to delay macular degeneration. I also talked about how some people get sleepy when they take melatonin. So it's very important that you take melatonin early. So if you're going to go to sleep around 11, take your melatonin about 9 p.m., and that will make it so you're not groggy in the morning. So we're talking about macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness, and I was talking about my stack. What supplements do I take and do I recommend to my patients? And I'll even give you some brands that we take. So first is omega-3s. Taking about 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of omega-3s. Now, all this, you know, you want to check with your doctor, of course, but these are what I usually recommend to my patients, and I take for myself, 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of triglyceride form of omega-3. There's different forms. There's the ethyl ester form, which is less expensive, and the triglyceride form. I like the triglyceride form because it's absorbed a little bit better. But the ethyl ester form, if you can't afford to spend a little extra, also works, but takes a little longer to work. The brands I like, Designs for Health is a very good brand of omega-3s. If you're taking an ethyl ester, Life Extension has an ethyl ester, which is a little less expensive. I also, and omega-3s have shown, if you eat fish twice a week, fish that have omega-3s like wild salmon, you want to make sure you're eating wild salmon, not farm salmon, because wild salmon is much cleaner. Also herring, if you could eat herring or sardines, some people can eat that. They can stomach it. Other people, it makes them nauseous and they can't eat it. But if you can eat that, that also has a lot of omega-3s in it and doesn't have a high mercury level, because you want to have the small fish to prevent the high amount of mercury. So the omega-3s, again, I like Designs for Health for a triglyceride form, and for the ethyl ester, Life Extension is fine. A good multivitamin is also important, especially because if you have high homocysteine, which is a blood test, and I every once in a while, you know, to tell you about my practice and patients, I do retinal imaging, and most eye doctors will do, most optometrists will do retinal imaging. And retinal imaging is amazing because we could see the retina at 8 microns, some of them even a little bit better. And that could see, tell us if there's any problems with the vasculature, with the capillaries in the eye. And when the capillaries in the eye are compromised, it means that eventually the ones in the heart, the brain, could become compromised. The eye is always thought of the window to your health. And I'll tell you about a patient of mine who came in and had a retinal hemorrhage. And in the old days, we would see a retinal hemorrhage, and I would send them out to their internist or their PCP, the family practice doctor, and they'd come back and would come back that there was nothing wrong, because they would just typically do the basic blood tests. And the basic blood tests will tell us if there's high platelets or whether or not somebody is diabetic or they have high, or they'll test for high blood pressure. And there's other causes of retinal hemorrhages. And this one patient of ours, and that we talked a little bit about it before, their homocysteine was very high because we started talking about B vitamins, which you want in a good multivitamin. So Life Extension makes a good multivitamin. And this patient I sent out for blood tests came back. First they sent them out to the internist, came back, there was nothing wrong. Well, you don't get hemorrhages in your eye, in the small capillaries of the eye. Something is wrong. We just got to find it. We got to do the correct blood test. So we sent them out, and I did some other blood tests, which included homocysteine, which included fasting insulin, fibrinogen, to see if there is something else. LP little A is another one that could increase your risk of stroke and little hemorrhages in the eye, which is lipoprotein little A. It is abbreviated LP little A. And it turned out that this patient had very high homocysteine. Optimal is 7. They consider it normal if it's 10. This person was over 20. And this is the reason why she had these hemorrhages in the eye. So if your homocysteine is high, it means that you have a genetic problem where you have a high blood level of homocysteine, which is this inflammatory, it's an amino acid, it's a marker for inflammation. And if it's high, especially in that, you could bleed, you get a heart attack, you could get a stroke, you have an increased risk of Alzheimer's, increased risk of macular degeneration, and it could stroke. You could have a stroke in the eye, or you could have a stroke in your brain, obviously. And this patient was at very high risk. They were put on B6, B6, B12, and B9. B9, it says folate. B12 is carbolamine. And the patient's homocysteine came down, and they did very well, and their hemorrhages decreased. I still see this patient. It's been 20 years, and thank God her homocysteine still at a normal level. It's under 10, and she hasn't had any other strokes other than those eye bleeds that she had. So good multivitamin we like. Also, vitamin D3 and K2. Life extension makes a good one. Whenever you take vitamin D, you always want to combine it with vitamin K2 because vitamin D does a lot of great things. It decreases your risk of up to 16 different types of cancers, but it also increases calcium. And if that calcium goes up too high, it could go into your arteries instead of in your bones and your teeth. And that's where vitamin K2 comes in. Vitamin K2 directs the calcium to the places it needs to go and keeps it away, which is the bones and the teeth, and keeps it away from the arteries. We talked about lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin. Most doctors know about that. Most eye doctors know about that. Some eye doctors don't even know about this, and certainly don't know about this new information about melatonin. And my favorite brand is MacuHealth. And as I said before, you know, if you take lutein and zeaxanthin, you have about a 40% lower risk of getting macular degeneration. Lutein and zeaxanthin also helps, and this MacuHealth, which also has mesozeaxanthin in it, which is dead center of the macula. So you want that. So they have an ingenious formula with lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin, and it pigments the back of the retina. It also helps with sports, with baseball, with tennis, because it increases your visual processing time. So you could pick the ball up faster and see the ball better. I've seen kids that had trouble hitting. They start with the MacuHealth, and their strikeout levels go down. It also helps lutein, zeaxanthin, mesozeaxanthin with vision as you get to dusk. You can see at dusk better. A lot of people have trouble seeing at night. It can help you with your night vision. It helps with glare. It helps if you're in a bright room and then you go into the dark and you have that dazzling effect. It helps with photophobia, which is very sensitive to the light, people that are very sensitive to the light. And the way it works, it decreases oxidative stress, oxidative damage. It decreases inflammation. You know, anything that's good decreases inflammation because we're chronically inflamed. Inflammation is a core component for chronic disease, whether we're talking about dry eyes, and we're going to talk about a study with that next. All right, let's talk about the next study, which is stress and dry eyes. As we all know, we're around a lot of stress. Most people are affected badly by stress. There's a study about the Mediterranean diet. The Mediterranean diet decreases stress compared to standard American diet. But this study showed about stress and dry eye. Symptoms of dry eye is that your eyes tear at the end of the day. They could burn. They could be very irritated. Your vision could be very blurry. And as much as 8% of the population is affected by dry eye. And if you're inflamed, you have a big belly, and you have these inflammatory media circulating the body, they could go to the eye and make your eyes dry. But a lot of people don't know that stress could actually be good. A small amount of stress can be beneficial and is even vital for healthy life. It could help you meet challenges, meet goals, and improve cognition and improve relationships. So stress isn't all bad, but we need to manage the stress in a good way. And again, stress causes elevated inflammation. The white blood cells come in and they release chemicals and that causes our eyes to be dry and irritated. Lack of sleep could also cause dryness and irritation. Same with medication. So antihistamines such as Allegra, Claritin could cause dryness of the eye. Acne medications, a lot of people have heard of Accutane. Antidepressants such as Prozac, Celexa also causes dry eye. Diuretics, people that are on blood pressure medicine, hydrochlorothiazide could cause dry eye. Something that I think a lot of people don't know is that protein pump inhibitors that's used for GERD or heartburn, such as Prilosec, Protonix, Nexium, could also cause the eyes to be dry. So what can we do for dry eyes? You know, we want to drink a lot of water. Looking at a computer a lot, you want to take breaks from the computer. Water could definitely be helpful, but sometimes drinking water doesn't help. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to talk about people who drink water, but their eyes are still dry. So this is Dr. Kerrigel for Open Your Eyes Radio, and catch my email at drkerrigel@gmail.com if you have any questions.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot, being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
Dennis Prager here. Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, talk shows, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. Keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886. That tells Congress to pass the critical legislation. Or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot, being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
This is Dr. Kerrigel for Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio. And I'm back, and I'm throwing a lot of things at you guys. And if you have any questions or any comments, email me at drkerrigel@gmail.com. I know there may be some questions. We're going to also put a list of the supplements at the bottom of the when we release the episode. So look at the bottom for the list of supplements I recommend. But of course, always check with your doctor, because everybody's different. And just because I do it or I recommend it to certain patients, you should also check with your doctor. So we were talking about dry eyes and some of the things that could be done for dry eyes. Dry eyes could be very easy, but it also could be very complicated. Chris Kenobi, who was in episode 103, where we talked about oils, and he talks about the dangers of industrial processed seed oils and vegetable oils, and what oils are best to cook with, which oils are not good to cook with. And he talks about how the seed oils and the vegetable oils are pro-oxidative, pro-inflammatory, and drive chronic disease, such as cancer, cardiovascular disease, stroke, arthritis, and diabetes, even macular degeneration. Before 1900, industrial oils didn't, these industrial processed seed oils, vegetable oils didn't exist. They started around 1900, early 1900s. And after that, Dr. Kenobi links them with chronic disease. So once the oil started, he noticed in all his research, that's when the chronic disease started. Like we mentioned, cancer, cardiovascular disease, macular degeneration specifically. And the oils he wants you to avoid are called the Hateful Eight. And these are very, these are used in processed foods, and these oils themselves are very processed. If you look at the plants that make these oils, they look like a big oil refinery plant. You can't tell the difference between that and something that is making oils or gasoline. So the Hateful Eight is canola oil, also known as rapeseed oil, corn, cottonseed, grapeseed, soybean, sunflower, safflower, rice bran, and peanut oil. So you want to avoid those. That's canola, also rapeseed oil, corn oil, cottonseed oil, grapeseed, soybean is common. Sunflower, safflower is common in processed foods. And you see in some of those bars that people buy, these protein bars or these health bars, rice bran and peanut oil. Peanut oil you can see in some restaurants. You want to avoid that. The good guys, of course, are olive oil. Olive oil is good. There's extra virgin and regular olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil has a lower smoke point, so of around 350 to 430 degrees. The smoke point for regular olive oil is a little bit higher, for 390 to 470. You don't want to hit the smoke point or go over the smoke point. You'll notice that it'll cause it to smoke. That's why they call it the smoke point. And at that point, the oil is starting to oxidize and could release harmful chemicals. Then there's avocado oil, which is very good for cooking at high heat and has a smoke point of 510 to 520, better for high heat, and a much healthier oil, just like olive oil. And then there's coconut oil. People always wonder, is coconut oil good or bad, because it has a lot of saturated fat. It is somewhat controversial, but a lot of people in the health industry and in the integrative health industry, especially in the keto world or the carnivore world, like coconut oil. 40% is lauric acid, which is actually good and very resistant to high heat, has a smoke point of about 400 to 450 degrees. Again, we don't want to go past the smoke point because that's when the oil will oxidate and release harmful chemicals. So one thing I do want to mention is, how can we tell if olive oil is real or not? There's a problem with olive oil because it's adulterated. And sometimes it's not labeled that way, so you don't know that it's been diluted with sunflower oil, soybean oil, or even canola oil. So you want to look for something that's called the batch date or the harvest date. And you want that to be within 18 months. You want it to be in a dark bottle or a tin and stored in a cool place. You don't want to buy olive oil in plastic. It'd be great if you could have a certification label on one of the councils that certified is called the International Olive Oil Council, the IOC. So if you want to learn more about seed oils and different types of oils, go to my episode 103 in the Open Your Eyes podcast with Dr. Kerry Gelb. You can see it on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, let's talk about our next study. Nearsightedness is becoming an epidemic in children. Researchers are showing about half of the population by the year 2050 will be nearsighted. That means they need to wear glasses. And I've noticed that certain parts of the population, people that come into my office, especially people that are looking at the computer all day long, and that's what the research is showing, is that if you're never outside and you're looking at the computer and you're looking at digital devices all day long, your risk of having nearsightedness or myopia or needing glasses for distance. It's funny, nearsighted. I always have patients come in, Dr. Gelb, tell me about nearsighted. What does that mean? People confuse nearsighted and farsighted all the time. Nearsighted just means what the word is, near sight. You can see better up close. You have near sight. Your distance vision is bad. If you're farsighted, typically your far vision is better than your near vision, and you're having trouble with reading. So that's a common thing that people ask me about, a common problem. So if both parents are myopic or nearsighted, there's a greater chance that your kid is going to become nearsighted. But when I made the movie Open Your Eyes, it's a documentary that you could see on Amazon Prime, Apple TV, on Google, you could see it. You could see it on YouTube. When we made the movie and we were in Costa Rica, in the cities where people were looking at more digital devices, the incidence of myopia was over 40%. But in the places, in the remote towns of Costa Rica, the incidence of myopia was about less than 15%. So it's definitely what we talked about, epigenetics. You may have a predisposition, but if you're looking at digital devices all day, your risk of getting myopia is much greater. And there's been studies on this. And if you're doing near work, the odds of developing myopia, and if you're doing a lot of near work first being outside, the odds of developing myopia, according to the studies, drop for about 2% for each hour that you're outside. And that people that spend more time outside have a 4 times less risk of needing glasses for myopia or loss of vision for distance. And we could talk about, let's talk about treatment, because there's some new treatments for myopia. There are contact lenses. And in fact, one of the sponsors of this show, Cooper Vision, their contact lens is MySight. They have this great contact lens, very safe. It's a daily contact lens. You could see near and far. And the studies show it lowers the progression of myopia by 59%. So about 60%, we're lowering the progression of myopia. And I use this lens in my practice. There's also harder lenses, gas permeable lenses, that you could sleep in. That's called orthokeratology. That also decreases the progression of myopia. You could ask your eye doctor about MySight or orthokeratology. You know, orthokeratology, you sleep in at night, you sleep with the contact at night. You gently remove it in the morning, and then you don't need contacts or glasses during the day. That's with the harder contact lenses. And that decreases the progression of myopia between 60 and 75%. With MySight, talk to your doctor if it's something that you're interested in, especially this is for children, you know, probably we're starting around 8 or 10 years old. We start seeing nearsightedness. We could recommend one of these treatments to prevent them from becoming nearsighted. Some doctors like atropine, which is a drug that causes the pupil to dilate and relax the focusing mechanism in the eye. I'm not a big user of atropine. I don't like using drugs on kids, especially if they're going to have to be on it for a long period of time. Even though it's an eye drop, I find that the contact lenses, whether you're using the soft one, which is the MySight, or the orthokeratology lens by Paragon, it works very well. If you want to look at episodes on myopia and my podcast, episode 20 with Alan Glazier, he's an optometrist. Episode 34 with Brianna Rue, Dr. Rue. Dr. Patrick Wellick, episode 116, a very good episode on myopia. Dr. Steve Rizinski, episode 115 on myopia. And Sheila Morrison, episode 64. All those episodes could give you details go really drill into the details about myopia. We got about a minute left in this segment, and I want to talk about another study which we could predict if somebody's going to get Parkinson's disease by doing an eye test in the office. There's actually a test in the office. It's called OCT, ocular coherence tomography. It's an incredible test. It's also a very expensive test. Of course, to put it into the office costs anywhere between $40,000 and $80,000, depending on how many bells and whistles the eye doctor gets on this test. And it takes uses light waves to get a cross-section picture of the retina. And what it does is it picks up neurodegeneration, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's very early, before any cognition. So we're coming up to the break. We have about a few seconds left. I just want to, if you have any questions, go to my email, drkerrygelb@gmail.com. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb, Wellness 1280 on Open Your Eyes Radio on AM 1280, The Patriot.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter, Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
This is Dr. Kerry Gelb, and we're back with my solo cast. I'm very happy to share some of this great information with my audience. And before the break, we were talking about this test done at an eye doctor's office called OCT, ocular coherence tomography. And it's a non-invasive test. And what it does, it slices up the retina. So the eye doctor, using light, and it's like a biopsy of the eye, and uses light, and we could see changes in the eye very soon. And the eye is the window to the body. So we could also see changes in systemic disease. And I was telling, we were talking about Parkinson's disease. So Parkinson's disease shows thinning of the retina on this test before any cognition changes. Same with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's will show that. And this, there was a study done in London. They reported on the study at Moorfields Eye Hospital. And they said that we could see changes in the retina up to 7 years before the patient starts having any kind of physical symptoms or cognitive symptoms. And, you know, that's really unbelievable. Now, I have this technology. Now, this is, I find it very nonspecific. Even though we can see some thinning, we can't sometimes tell what, is it glaucoma that's causing it? Is it Alzheimer's that's causing it? Is it Parkinson's disease that's causing it? But right now they're putting it into AI and they're using artificial intelligence, machine learning, to be able to help us eye doctors, to be able to help our patients. This is the whole seven-year thing that I talked about at the beginning, where it takes 7 years of research, 17 years of research before the doctors really start using it in their practice. So they're using AI learning AI machine learning to see what part of the retina is thinner, and can that be able to be a clue if this patient is at risk for getting Alzheimer's or Parkinson's disease. So this is great information, and look for this in the future. We'll be talking more about this in the future. Episode 73, Dr. Greg Caldwell, he talked about OCT for those that are interested. And episode 137 on the Open Your Eyes podcast with Dr. Kerry Gelb. You could, like I said, you can see that on YouTube, or you can see it on iTunes or any of the places where there's the way you look at your podcasts. Ray Dorsey, we interviewed him on Parkinson's disease, and that was a great interview. And on that interview, he was talking about the cause of Parkinson's disease. And I bet the people listening to it, I know eye doctors and most medical doctors don't know what the main cause of Parkinson's disease. So I'm going to share with my audience the main cause, according to the research done by Dr. Ray Dorsey, and listen to that podcast, but it's environmental toxins. And in that episode, he talks about which environmental toxins are the worst. So let's talk about this next episode, and we're going to talk about vitamins that could reduce stroke. And earlier in the podcast, we talked about homocysteine. Homocysteine is an amino acid that is used in the body, and if it's not broken down, it could increase your risk of having heart disease, macular degeneration, stroke, Alzheimer's, and it's broken down by the B vitamins, B6, B9, and B12. B6, B9, and B12. B9 is folate or folic acid. B12 is cobalamin. And homocysteine, as I talked about, is amino acid. And you could ask for that test. Typically, it's not done by most doctors. But when you go for a blood test, say, I'd like to get my homocysteine level higher. And I talked about the patient earlier who had hemorrhages in the retina because their homocysteine was high. And homocysteine is part of something called the methylation process. And the methylation, the function of methylation is gene expression, DNA repair, and protein. It tells your proteins what to do. And if you're having trouble with methylation going through this cycle inside the body, every cell in the body goes through methylation. You could have elevated cholesterol. You could have, like I said, cognitive impairment, low energy, trouble sleeping, digestive problems, even migraines. So high homocysteine is either genetic or a vitamin deficiency. And if your homocysteine is high, we talked about the four things that I talked about, Alzheimer's, greater risk, heart disease, macular degeneration. But it also could also cause blood clots. And we, like I said, it could see in the eye. Dementia was the fourth one. Hardening of the arteries. So symptoms of your homocysteine is high. You could be fatigued. You could have unsteady muscle movement, unsteady on your feet, muscle weakness, could have a pale color, personality changes, irregular heartbeat. So you can have some tingling. Some people have tingling in their hands and feet. That could be elevated homocysteine. Also, forgetfulness. So in the study that they did, they said that they thought that natural B vitamins would be better instead of folic acid, methylfolate, and methylcobalamin because it's already methylated. So let's talk about another study that was done at the Cleveland Clinic. And this is an interesting one because a lot of people use artificial sweeteners because they think it's better than sugar. And we know that sugar isn't good because, you know, eating a lot of sugar puts you at risk for metabolic syndrome, which puts you at risk for diabetes. So they use different artificial sweeteners. But there's an artificial sweetener that the Cleveland Clinic found that increases your risk of cardiovascular events, heart attacks, and strokes. And that artificial sweetener is called erythritol. Erythritol is it's actually used as a low calorie and low carbohydrate in keto products. Erythritol is about 70% as sweet as sugar. It comes from fermenting corn and is poorly metabolized in the body and urinated out. But it's known as a sugar alcohol. And what they found that people that were taking foods a lot with erythritol, the patients were twice as likely to experience a major cardiac event in 3 years, were twice as likely to have a major cardiac event in 3 years with the people that had high levels of erythritol in their body compared to low levels or took foods that a high amount of erythritol in it. And it caused the platelets to stick together. And that's what causes the clots to happen. So once the platelets stick together, we need the platelets to stick together. If we cut ourselves to be able to clot, but if our platelets are too high, and so with erythritol, it causes the platelets to stick together, and that was what caused the cardiovascular events and increased risk of dying from cardiovascular events. But let's talk about platelets for a second, because the job of platelets is to clot the blood to prevent us from bleeding. But if the platelets are too high, normal platelets are 150,000 platelets per microliter to 450,000 platelets per microliter. And if they're too high, I had a patient that had very, very high platelets, and they had bleeding in the eye. That's what I talked about before, that you need to look at other reasons besides diabetes or high blood pressure that could cause bleeding in the eye. Now, platelets are too low, less than 150,000 are very low platelets that could cause you to bleed. So platelets are very important. So erythritol, as we talked about, this study could increase your risk of clotting. It was done by a Dr. Tang. And they also showed in another research that xylitol could also cause platelet aggregation. And high xylitol levels was associated with increased risk of heart attacks, stroke, death over the years. They actually said that sugar was better than these artificial sweeteners for people, if you needed something sweet. I usually like to recommend that people, if they're going to need something sweet, to eat fruit like a banana. You know, you could decrease your risk of sugar and from being addicted to it. It takes about 3 days to stop being addicted from sugar. You cut out the sugar, 3 days, you'll stop having the cravings. But if you need something, a banana, or you could use honey. Manuka honey is my favorite honey. If you need something sweet. So I hope that you are enjoying this special podcast that I did to bring you some information about health and healing and some tricks that and new research that have come out. So this is Dr. Kerry Gelb. Please visit my website at wellness1280.com. And if you have any questions, email me at drkerrygelb@gmail.com. This is Dr. Kerry Gelb for Open Your Eyes Radio.
If laughter is the best medicine, consider your prescription filled as GTS HVAC Inc. presents Lean Comedy Night. Dry Bar Mastermind Chad Thornsberry takes a refreshing, slow-paced approach to comedy. No need to find a babysitter, as the show will be a delight for all ages.
When you teach, not only are there stupid questions, those are generally the only kind you get. It's the middle of October. My kids were studying Legend, Sleepy Hollow, Headless Horseman, that whole thing. I've got a kid in the back of the room raising his hand and said, Mr. Thornsberry, wouldn't that be really weird if Halloween and Friday the 13th happened on the same day? That'd be spooky.
Give your family the gift of laughter. Join us Thursday, November 14th at Celebration Church in Lakeville. Visit am980themission.com and click on the banner to save up to $10 per ticket. That's am980themission.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot is
If you need a new roof, trust the people that have been serving Minnesotans for over 90 years. A five-generation family business, Kaufman Roofing has been installing roofs in the Twin Cities since 1930. They're not going to go through your neighborhood knocking on doors. They only come to your house if you invite them. The best certified roofing crews in the Twin Cities. They can offer the best warranties in the business, and they do siding and gutters as well. They're wonderful to work with. Just check out their Google reviews. Learn more and request a free estimate at KaufmanRoofing.com. KaufmanRoofing.com.